Thank you so much. My testimony is a little different than the typical missionary wife's testimony. I grew up in a Christian home. I played the game of church for many years, unfortunately, but the Lord graciously accepted me when I asked him to be my savior at the age of 23. Amen. And so I am so blessed to know that. I went to Bible college. I went to a Bible institute for 4 years, graduated, and knew the Lord wanted me to be in full-time ministry, but I didn't know what. I really thought I was going, I had a desire to be married and to be a wife to a pastor's wife or a missionary's wife, but wasn't sure how that was going to go because I wasn't dating anybody. You know, I graduated from Bible Institute and was like, still had no inkling of a boy anywhere that had a desire. I kept just praying, and the Lord laid in front of me a missions trip to Chile. And it was through a medical missions trip. I don't do medical at all. I can put Band-Aids on people, and that's about it. But I went down with a heart to serve, and went down, and the Lord left my heart there. And through those 10 days, the Lord prepared my heart to just really have a burden for the Chilean people. After that, I spoke with my pastor, and through prayer and counsel through him, I knew the Lord wanted me to be a single missionary to Chile. So I got my bags packed, started deputation for a year and a half, did deputation full-time, raised my support, traveled over 250,000 miles in a year and a half, and went to Chile as a single missionary. And I can stand before you today honestly saying my heart was to get to Chile as a single missionary, and that's what I thought I was going to do for the rest of my life. I get down there. I get involved in starting to learn the language. I did language school for 5 days a week, 5 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon, for 10 months. And the Lord graciously allowed me to learn the language. I started ministry. And then a little roadblock by the name of Ivan came into my world. And he started calling the missionary a couple months after I got there, the missionary, the husband, and said, I would like to see if we can all four get together so I can talk to Susan. And I said, no, I'm not interested. I need to learn the language. I need to learn the culture. I need to get myself involved. I'm not here to look for a man. That is not why I'm here. I did not travel 250,000 miles, you know, in a year and a half to do this. And so I told him no, and this went back and forth for several months. And the missionary wife looked at me and goes, Susan, he is not stopping calling. So we need to all meet, and you can just tell him no, you're not interested, shut the door, and be done. And I said, okay, that's fine. So we all planned, all four of us, to go to the mall, sit in the food court, and I was going to say no, I'm not interested, da-da-da-da-da. Well, those words never came out of my mouth, and the Lord had other plans. And the Lord extremely blessed us because Ivan was already in Chile and was already a missionary to Chile from Peru. And the Lord brought me, a single missionary from the States, to Chile. And we were already with the same mission board, and the Lord graciously brought us together. And we got married in 2013, and now we have two beautiful little girls. And so I guess to sum my testimony up, I would say, don't be afraid to follow what the Lord has for your life. Because if you would have said 5 years ago to me that I would be a married missionary and have two little girls, I would have laughed in your face. But the Lord had other plans. And you just need to take it a step at a time, and the Lord will show you his plan a step at a time. And so don't lose faith in what the Lord has for you. Just, you got to step out in faith and do it.